Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 253 of the Big Mouth Small Words podcast. I came in this podcast room and I sat in this seat a few times during the week and I had to get up and walk away. I just basically didn't like my energy, what I had to say, what I was thinking for the last few days. I really just didn't like my energy at all. And most importantly, I didn't make this podcast to vent about bullshit. I made this podcast to make myself better and to help as many people as I can along the way. And there's nothing wrong with calling people out from time to time when necessary. There's nothing wrong with bitching from time to time, but there is a problem when you let it consume you. And there is a problem when you let it affect your energy. And I sure as hell did. You know, this week, I unfortunately let my problems be bigger than my purpose sometimes. I let people bring me down a bit. But it didn't stop me from working. It didn't stop me from putting in my hours. I made a good amount of money this weekend with shows. They went very well. I have lost 10 pounds. So that's going up. I'm feeling physically as good as I've felt in months. So it didn't stop me from living, but it did stop me from living my life to the fullest. And I thought it was important for me to come on here and to say that to start all of this. Don't let the little things pile up, because that's what I did. I let the little things pile up and I tricked myself into a bad headspace when in the reality of the situation of mine and everyone's, there's never a reason for a bad headspace. You're alive. You're here right now. Feel the good, feel the bad, feel it all, but feel while you can, you know? And if you're in a funk, you can always get out of that. For example, what I did to get back on track mentally was I wrote down what really matters to me in life. And what I truly believe matters most in life is finding your passion. Many of us spend our lives searching for answers to what it truly means to live. You know, some people want money, fame, power. Some people want status. But I believe that what matters in life is not what you accumulate. It's the impact that you make and if you live your life to the fullest. I believe that every single one of us was put on this earth to make a difference. But we all have to contribute to the world in our own unique way. And that's what makes life so dope sometimes. This is why finding your passion is so important. Because when you discover what makes you come alive and you pour your heart and your soul into it, dude, you'd be amazed at how fulfilled your life can become. You can be in the pits. You can be living the worst life of all. But once you find that reason, once you find that purpose, dude, it changes everything. Trust me. I fought my passion of music for years, believing that money was more important, believing that me making it was more of a fairy tale than a reality. But dude, it took me a long time to realize, but I can still, you know, financially support myself off of making music and doing music. And that is like the best way to live ever. Like for me, I don't need to be the next Luke Combs. I'd like to be, but I don't need to be. If I'm making enough money to support myself and to support the people that I love and I'm playing friggin' music, that's a win, dude. And you got to get out of that negative headspace. I know for a lot of people, it can be hard to find your passion. I know how hard it can be when everyone around you thinks you're crazy and they try to talk you out of going what you need to go for. It held me back for years, but I promise you that once you fully commit to finding your passion and you find it, you're never going to go back. But you also have to understand that finding your passion requires, oh my God, a lot. Self-discovery. You're going to have to experiment with stuff. You're going to have to take risks. And most of the time, you're going to have to fail, and not just once, a lot. But the most important thing is just don't give up. It's so easy. If you fail, get back up and keep trying. Remember that no matter how old you are or what your circumstances may be, it is never too late to start pursuing your dreams. As long as you're able to wake up every day, you have a new opportunity at life. You never know how much time that you have left, so make the most out of every moment that you're given. In the end, living a meaningful life is about contributing to something greater than yourself. We all want to leave behind a positive legacy that's going to outlive all of us. And that starts by finding your passion and living with a purpose. For me, whenever I feel down, I think of how much my family, and not just the ones that I have now, but the people from the past, generation on generation, before me sacrificed so that I could be in this position. Honestly, like, think about that. You go through your whole day and you don't think about the bigger picture. I think of all the people that are too blind to know what they want. And then on the flip side, I think of all the people that know what they want, but they're too afraid to take the next step. I look at myself and I say, dude, come on. I'm not afraid to take the next step. I'm not afraid to walk through the flames of fucking hell to get where I belong. I realize that sometimes you got to fight fire with fire so you can feel it burn and turn it into desire. I've been told a lot of things in my life, and I aim to use the good and the bad to get where I need to go. So I'm going to encourage every single person out there listening right now to go out and discover what makes you come alive and pursue it relentlessly. And never stop until your time is done. Time is going to tick away whether you like it or not. So find what you love and chase it while you can. I can't say it any better than that. Don't waste your time. And if you have wasted your time and you now realize that you have wasted your time, don't spend any more of your precious moments being upset like, oh my God, I could have done all these things for all this time. You, oh my God, you're alive. You got time now. And I'm only getting this animated about it because I lived this. I lived it, man. I've lost friendships. I've lost people. I've lost a marriage. I've lost a lot of shit. And I remember the days that I spent wasting my time. I remember the days where I was in a terrible headspace because I lost Gypsy, because I lost Zeus, because I lost things. And it's like, dude, you have time. I have time, and so do you. If you're down right now, if you're not happy with your life, you can change it, but only if you actually do it. It ain't going to be like the easiest thing in the world, but I promise you it's not going to be as hard as you think it is. Most things in your head, you make it way more difficult than it needs to be. And I know that because that was me for a long time. I would come up with every excuse in the world as to why I couldn't lose weight. I would come up with every excuse in the world as to why things weren't going my way. There was always a problem. Now all I think about is, oh, what if it could go right? Every situation that I'm in, I think I'm going to win. I never think I'm going to lose. And if I do lose, I say, all right, well, why the hell did that happen? And then I get back to the drawing board and I figure it out. And that's what everyone should do. And I hope you do. All right. Well, there was my vent. There it was. There was everything. This podcast was definitely better than the other ones. Like I said, I had negative, bad energy. I have good energy now. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to hit the 250. I'm going to shout out Jason into this podcast because he crushed his quest for 250. I believe he said he was 244. He was at my last show. He's crushing it, man. He's doing a good job. So shout out to him. I'm going to kick his ass with his Apple Watch stuff. I promise you that. But I enjoy the friendly competition. And yeah, I'm going to end it there. I love y'all. Go to @BigMouthSmallWordsPodcast. I'll eventually do a blog again. I don't know why I've been slacking on that. But keep pushing, man. We got a whole week ahead of us. Love y'all. I'll talk to you next week.